Witnesses said to be departing. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, 21st May, 1914, page 1, column 2. It has been reported that several individuals involved in alleged perjury and bribery efforts related to the Frank case have left for parts unknown. Rumors have reached the office of Solicitor Dorsey that some of the accused investigators and witnesses have departed, facing indictments being drawn by Assistant Solicitor E. A. Stevens. An investigation into these reports is underway, and a vigorous effort will be made to produce all persons against whom grand jury action will be taken. Dorsey declined to comment on the rumor to a reporter for the Constitution yesterday, and also refused to disclose the identities of those against whom accusations are being prepared for the grand jury. Over the past few days, there has been talk of an exodus of individuals involved in numerous bribery, coercion, and perjury incidents that arose during recent developments in the Frank case. These rumors prompted the solicitor to deploy a team of investigators to look into the situation. So far, no action has been taken to detain any of the persons involved in the numerous charges. It has been stated that the solicitor prefers to present the scandals before the grand jury and leave the matter of action in the hands of that body. However, Dorsey would not confirm whether he would issue warrants if his investigators discovered that accused witnesses and agents were attempting to escape prosecution by fleeing the city. The Frank case will be investigated by the grand jury next Friday morning. The jury met on Wednesday morning and spent the day clearing its calendar of routine business in preparation for the investigation into perjury, bribery, and coercion, which is set for tomorrow. The body will be adjourned all day today. The motion by John L. Tighe to reverse the Frank verdict, which, if successful, would set the convicted man free, is scheduled to be heard before Judge Hill on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. However, it was stated from the solicitor's office on Wednesday that Dorsey would request a further postponement of the hearing, as he has not had sufficient time to fully prepare his counterargument. An interesting development in Dorsey's preparation to fight the Tighe proposition was an affidavit signed yesterday afternoon by Sheriff Wheeler Mangum regarding Frank's waiver of presence from the courtroom at the time the guilty verdict was delivered. However, Mangum's document sheds little light on whether Frank was aware that his presence had been waived. The sheriff testifies that he received no orders to bring Frank to the courtroom that afternoon. Detective Burns, if he returns to Atlanta, is likely to face serious charges from various directions. It is proposed to bring him before Recorder Broyles to explain his alleged failure to comply with his agreement with the Board of Police Commissioners to present every operative in his employ for approval to the police department. Dorsey will seek to probe Burns' alleged connection with the Ragsdale bribery accusation when the Ragsdale matter comes before the grand jury. Judge Ben Hill is also seeking to address the noted detective in contempt proceedings arising from the Annie Maude Carter episode. A half dozen or more indictments will be drawn either today or during the remainder of the week against persons involved in the Frank case on charges of perjury and subornation of perjury. It was rumored on Wednesday that several attorneys from Frank's counsel might be subpoenaed to appear as witnesses before the grand jury. However, this report could not be verified, as members of Solicitor Dorsey's staff refused to discuss the situation. The perjury and perjury subornation indictments will be drawn against witnesses for both the defense and prosecution, as well as against certain agents who have worked on the Frank investigation.